Words appear through indistinct glassy surfaces that are rotating and reflecting spectral shafts of light. Their rotation slows, bringing the shards into alignment, revealing the words Studio Canal. Red, white and blue glowing orbs. BFI. Awarding funds from the National Lottery. Film Forever. A star is carefully placed within an arrangement of letter blocks, which are then rolled through a printing press and reproduced on a black surface in red ink. Aardman. Studio Canal, BFI and Aardman present, in association with Amazon Prime Instant Video, an Aardman production. A Nick Park film. The passing of a crater-pocked moon reveals planet Earth floating in space, framed against an eerie green nebula. On the planet's hellish surface during the Neo-Pleistocene Age, a towering volcano erupts, a Tyrannosaurus does battle with a Triceratops, and dueling tribes of fur-clad cavemen are fighting one another, all near Manchester, around lunchtime. A meteor hurtles towards the planet, erupting into a fireball as it breaches the atmosphere. The cavemen look up at the apocalyptic clouds above, and as the meteor comes shooting towards the ground, the battling dinosaurs hold each other while quaking with fear. The meteor strikes the planet's surface in an earth-shattering explosion, sending a shockwave of thick black smoke across the land, which blows the caveman and a cockroach wearing sunglasses away. A dinosaur leg pokes up from a field of ash and dirt, and then nearby, a bearded caveman emerges from below the rubble, looking dazed and confused. Several more of his tribe dig themselves out alongside him. Two cavemen crawl towards the rim of the smouldering crater left in the meteor's wake. They gaze at a white-hot glowing orb lying in the centre of the crater, before turning to each other and smiling. A caveman approaches the now glowing red ball in the centre of the crater and picks it up. After quickly realising that the ball's burning his hands, the caveman throws it into the air, and another caveman catches it. The second caveman throws the scorching ball over his head, and it lands at the feet of a third caveman with a thick moustache, who starts to kick it between his feet, before another caveman kicks it away. The whole tribe gets involved in kicking the meteorite ball, and one of the men strips off his furs and sets up two goalposts with them, revealing his tiger print underwear in the process. Another caveman then kicks the ball at the caveman goalie and scores. A set of goalposts are now made with large rocks, one of which comes crashing down on another goalie after being struck by the ball. Soon the tribe of cavemen is playing fully fledged football, and one of the men is crudely painting the game on a boulder using red paint. A few ages later, the painted boulder is covered with leaves as it lies within a lush forest. A rabbit hops past the half-collapsed stone goalposts, which are now blanketed with moss. Beams of radiant sunlight shine through the forest canopy as a pair of red-patterned butterflies flutter through the air. A red squirrel pops up from behind a mound of grass before scurrying up a tree, and then a badger sniffs around a bush by a well-trodden dirt path that cuts through the forest.
Nearly there, just a bit further. Try a little bit harder. Oh, we can do it. Just a little bit more, Hognob. I can reach it.
Doug, a young brown-haired caveman, reaches for some fruit.
Got it!
The fruit tree snaps back.
Still got it!
Doug's light brown warthog Hognob runs after him as he's flung across the forest, then gets splattered with fruit.
Quick, Hognob! Enough now! Enough! Mammoths! Come on, Hognob! Let's go wake Bognob! My chief!
He grabs a pair of tiger print underpants from a clothesline and races inside a cave.
Whoa. Are you awake, Chief? Chief, time to go hunting.
Bit early, isn't it, Doug?
But Chief, we're early man. Come on, everyone. Time to get up.
Early man. Doug's tribe lies sleeping on the ground around a campfire, one of them sucking on another's toe. Doug splashes them all awake with a bucket of water.
Morning, everyone.
Morning, Chief.
Morning, Chief.
Morning, Chief.
Bit nippy this morning.
He pulls a baby crocodile out of his pants.
Oops, sorry. Wait, Chief. 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 So I've been thinking, you know we always hunt rabbits?
Oh, yeah, very tasty they are too.
Yes, but couldn't we try hunting something, well, you know, bigger?
What, like a hare?
No, like a buffalo or a mammoth.
You want us to hunt a 5-ton bone-crushing mammoth?
Yeah, why not? I really believe we could do it, Chief.
Doug, look at our ancestors. You don't see them hunting big things, do you? They hunted little round beasts. Of some sort.
Yeah. What are those things, anyway?
Dunno. Suppose they couldn't draw rabbits back then.
The grey-haired chief, Bognar, walks away, leaving Doug to stare at the crude painting of his ancestors playing football.
Wait, Chief! About the mammoth thing.
Look, I'll tell you what, I'll definitely bear it in mind. All right? Come on, Doug.
Right, gather around. Grab a spear.
Oh, it's pointy.
Oh, Treebor, just get over there.
Oh, Mum.
Morning, Barry.
Morning, Doug.
Mr. Rock coming hunting today?
Oh, yeah. Wouldn't miss it for the world.
Morning, Osbo. Change your underpants today?
Yeah, changed them with Thongo, Chief. Champion.
Chief?
Yes, Gravel.
When I put my arm up, it hurts.
Well, don't do it then. Grub up. Don't eat that. That's Emac.
Yum.
Hey, Gore. But you have to study like them, Gore.
Ooh. Exactly. Right.
Heads down, everyone.
Thank you, Doug.
Barry shushes Mr. Rock.
We give thanks for our valley,
our home,
this precious ground which sustains us and gives us shelter from the badlands. May we live in peace, balance and harmony with our forest and all the creatures we share it with.
Right, let's go kill something. Yeah!
The tribe raise their spears and clubs in the air, one of them holding up a banana. Doug's now holding his stone spear out in front of him as he stalks through the forest. Hognob sniffs at the dirt and then points forwards. The whole tribe's moving through the woods, and Chief Bognar holds up his fist for them to stop after he sees a rabbit in a clearing. The tribe stops in its tracks and watches Bognar as he gives them hand signals, indicating the rabbit in the clearing. But the tribe looks at a loss, and Asbo shrugs.
Oh, a rabbit!
Get it!
That's it. That's it.
I've got him! For you, Emac!
Emac and Thongo run into each other, and Emac falls to the ground in a daze.
Let's use an element of surprise.
Righto, Chief. Ow!
I got him! No, I haven't! Great! Champion!
Both Magma and Gravel try to whack the rabbit with their clubs.
Whoa. I got this, Gravel!
Doug catches the rabbit, only for Grubup to arc through the air with his mouth open and land on him. Grubup then emerges from a bush, with Doug's legs sticking out of his mouth. The rabbit runs off again and slams straight into Mr. Rock.
Well done, Mr. Rock!
Nice job, everyone! Rabbit surprise tonight!
Later at night, the tribe's celebrating around the campfire, Gravel playing a turtle shell guitar, and Grubup blowing into a lizard horn.
Yeah. See, Doug? We hunt rabbits, and everyone's happy!
Although the thing about rabbits, Chief, well, they are quite small.
Doug, look at us. You seriously think we could catch a mammoth?
Ah, nice move, Mr. Rock.
Us lot.
You've been practising.
Hognob suddenly looks startled, and after stepping over to the ancient stone goalposts, he growls out at the dark forest beyond. Bobnar and Doug follow the warthog's gaze.
Shush, everyone!
The rabbit, tied to a stick over the campfire, stops dancing, and the tribe cautiously creeps out towards the forest. Bobnar picks up a rock and hurls it towards a tree in the pitch-black forest. Bobnar looks spooked by the noise, while Doug seems intrigued. Bobnar slowly raises his club, and a metal-tipped ballista bolt shoots out from the shadowy forest and impales the club to a tree trunk.
The rabbits are fighting back!
I don't think this is rabbits!
Attack!
Doug runs forwards and launches his stone spear at the head of a gigantic beast marching out from the forest. The spear clangs off a spiked bronze helmet, worn by an armoured woolly mammoth. The rest of the tribe runs for it, while Doug stares up at a man riding the woolly mammoth and controlling a spiked wrecking ball on the beast's back. The wrecking ball knocks over the ancient stone goalposts, and the mammoth then stomps through the camp as the rabbit escapes.
Mr. Rock! No!
To the Badlands!
What? Leave the valley?
Come on, just run!
Hognob!
Hognob standing his ground, and Doug shoves him out of the deadly flight path of a ballista bolt.
Where's Doug? Have you seen Doug?
Bobnar helps Barry out of the valley before looking back at collapsing trees within it.
Doug!
A bolt of lightning strikes a dry branch in the Badlands behind Bobnar, causing him to back away from the valley, looking heartbroken. Near the campsite, Doug and Hognob are hiding underneath a bush as three armoured woolly mammoths come to a stop nearby. A platform lowers from one of the mammoths, and a broad, bald-headed man wearing armoured boots and purple robes steps out. He picks up an ore-encrusted rock using a pair of tongs and gazes at it with a greedy smile.
Excellent.
All right. Secure the valley. Start mining ore.
Or what, Lord knows?
Oh, you fool. Start mining the ore. The metal that's in the ground.
Oh, the ore. In the ground, yes.
The wrecking ball moves.
What about the primitives?
Oh, let them rot in the Badlands. They're the low achievers of history with their puny flints and
you
their drafts.
You've put tribe to mess with.
Oh, I am so scared. You are waving your stones about. The age of stone is over, do you know? Long live the Age of Bronze.
The wrecking ball smacks Doug as he flies through the air wielding a stone axe. Lord Nuth thinks nothing of it as the axe falls to the ground behind him. Doug slides off and lands in a wooden cart.
Okay, let's get moving.
Of course, Lord Nuth.
I'm late for my massage.
The armored mammoths march away, pulling wooden carts behind them. Hognob watches them go, then sits back on his hind legs and howls up at the night sky. Beyond the treetops of the lush crater valley, the fiery sky of the Badlands looms over jagged mountain peaks and smouldering volcanoes. A long, narrow bridge spans a valley of lava. It leads towards a walled city built into the grey rock of a Badlands mountain range. The armored mammoths trundle across the bridge, and Doug wakes up lying in one of the wooden carts they're pulling. Doug peeks his head out from under a cover, just in time to see the metal gate to the city close behind him. He tries to climb out of the cart, but ends up releasing the latch to the back, and he rolls out and gets wrapped up and cloaked in the cover. Doug watches helplessly as a series of four metal gates with increasingly complex locks shut behind him, and a guard slides a door latch into place for good measure. A yak pulling a cart almost runs Doug over.
What are you doing? Get out of the way!
Tilting his head, Doug watches with fascination as the wheel of another cart spins round and round. Then a hammering blacksmith startles him.
Multi-purpose pen swords! Oh. Very handy for opening bottles too!
Sliced bread, wow! That's the best thing since, well, ever!
Doug crashes into a set of hanging frying pans, and a blonde-haired woman snatches one out of his hands.
Hey! Huh? Don't touch the bronze!
The what?
The bronze! Where have you been, the Stone Age? What?
He offers the woman a shy smile, and then two men bang on a gong above the entrance to a stadium. The woman pulls a set of shutters down over her market stall before rushing off, and then Doug is whisked away towards the stadium by a chanting crowd.
50 schnookers! 50 schnookers! Voluntary contribution! Everyone has to pay! It has come
up again! Doug's shoved inside by the crowd.
Voluntary contribution!
Hey! She hasn't voluntarily contributed!
Stop her!
Two armored guards brandishing spears chase after Doug as he races into the bowels of the stadium and through a no-entry rope barrier. With more guards heading his way, Doug tries to push open a metal door with all his strength. After leaning on the handle, the door opens and he stumbles backwards into a locker room. He then slips on a bar of soap and slides into a shower, stopping in between the legs of a dark-haired man.
Huh? Hello. Oh.
The door to the locker room shudders with the force of an impact.
Sorry.
Disguised in bronze armor, Doug opens the door and looks out.
I tell you, I wouldn't want to be facing me out there.
Doug bumps into another man wearing similar bronze armor.
Hey, Oogil Grabber! Can't you see in that thing? The arena's this way!
An entrance tunnel into the arena.
You girls are gonna get slaughtered!
Let's go!
Doug marches out into the gigantic arena with his team, and a group of competing barbarians strut out alongside them. A sea of angry-faced fans filling the three-tiered stands roar and violently gesture as they walk out. Then a shaman blesses both teams.
All stand for our mighty leader, Lord Nuth.
Challenge the champions.
We challenge the champions.
We accept the challenge.
The hour has come. Let the sacred game commence.
Lord Nuth pulls on a lever, which raises a patchwork football onto the grass pitch in the arena below.
Introducing Real Ronzio and the captain, Jäger. Today's match official, referee Dino.
In the name of Queen Ufifa, we give thanks for the beautiful game.
Oggy, oggy, oggy!
Let's play football!
What's that? Count my schnookers.
Players barge into Doug while chasing after the ball, and when he tries to run for an exit, he's blocked by a large rat mascot. Doug then runs the other way towards his teammate.
What are you doing? Get in the goal!
Watch up with Hugo Grabber!
Come on!
The ball bounces off Doug's back as he stumbles towards the goal.
Pick it up! Pick it up! Kumi! Kumi! What? Put it down! Put it down! Rip kick!
One of the barbarian players kicks the ball over the heads of the defenders and it rockets towards the goal and deflects off Doug's bronze helmet. Doug's knocked to the ground in a daze, and while he looks up at the ball in the air, the rock paintings of his ancestors appear to kick it.
Just kick it!
Doug's eyes open wide, and as the ball falls towards him, he jumps into the air and tries to perform an overhead kick. The ball bounces off his bum instead, and when he flips round to kick it again, he scores an own goal. The barbarians rush towards him in delight, and he runs away.
What are you doing, Hugelgräber? You just scored an own goal!
No! He's not me!
Huh?
The dark-haired man from the shower is standing naked at the side of the pitch, and the team captain rips off Doug's helmet.
A caveman?
A caveman?
A caveman!
Playing the sacred game? Bring him here. How dare you?
Oh, oh.
How dare you set foot on our hallowed ground?
You took our ground. Our home.
That? Listen, you Stone Age brute. You have no home. Your kind are finished on this earth. Now take him away and kill him. Slowly.
Guards slowly drag Doug away.
Take him away at normal speed and kill him. Slowly, idiots. Now get on with the game.
We challenge the champions!
Wait! Wait!
Doug breaks free of the armored guards and sprints onto the pitch, grabbing a flag. He then spears the football with the flag, and it deflates.
We challenge the champions!
Huh? What did you say?
He said we
heard what he said!
If we win, we keep our valley. You leave my tribe in peace.
You think you can beat us at football? A match between the bronze and the brutes? What an idea!
Sacrilege, oh premier leader!
Yes, quite.
The masses would flock to see such a vulgar spectacle.
Really? For the valley, you say?
Out in the Badlands, Doug's tribe is staring down into the lush crater valley, past a barbed wire fence with a No Caveman sign posted on it. Barry wipes away a tear while Chief Bobnar hangs his head. All of a sudden, Hognob's eyes widen, and he steps closer to a figure walking towards the tribe through a haze of dirt. Hognob soon breaks into a toothy smile.
Dark!
It's Gungalash!
What's that crazy fruit he's got?
Football? What's football? And how's it going to get our valley back?
Well, it's this amazing game, Chief. And the leader of the Bronze People, he says if we play this game and beat them at it...
Nice tight shots.
Oh, Mum.
We can have our valley back.
That's what we want.
And if we don't beat them?
Then he said we'll spend the rest of our miserable lives working down a mine.
No! What's a mine?
Doug, we've never even played this game.
But that's just it. We did. Once. Those cave paintings back in our valley, they're pictures of our ancestors playing football.
The tribe imagine their ancestors' football paintings floating in the air above them.
Champion! So if they did it, surely we can do it.
Sorry. Shimmering memories make me sneeze.
This doesn't change anything, Doug. It's just too risky.
Oh, come on, Chief. We can do it, Chief.
I want to play football. I want to play now. No!
Listen, no, we're not going to... No!
All right, then. Don't worry about us.
Yeah, we'll be okay. We'll just die a slow and lingering death in the Badlands.
Come on, Chief. Just give us a chance. Please.
Hognob and the rabbit smile at Bobnar.
Look, all right. Maybe we'll give this football idea a try then. No promises, mind.
Well, the match is to be played at the full moon.
Champion!
And then we go back to the valley.
Sweet.
The rock Bobnar's sitting on turns out to be a giant beetle, and when it scuttles away, Bobnar jumps off it in a panic. Later, as a volcano erupts in the distance, Doug's making goalposts out of large dinosaur bones.
Right, line up, everybody! In line! All yours, Doug.
Thanks, Chief. All right.
Are hogs supposed to play football?
Probably not, no. Sorry, Hognob.
Hognob pads away.
This is a football. Ooh. One side tries to kick the ball into this goal. Ooh. And the other side tries to kick the ball in that goal.
Football sounds hard.
What happens if you kick the ball in the goal?
Well, if you kick the ball in the goal, well, then other men hug and kiss you. But who wants to try?
I'll give it a go.
Nice one.
Oh, Mum! Good, Magma. All right, OK, good. Right, so I'm going to try and get the ball, and you have to stop me, OK?
Nice one, Mum.
Football's brilliant.
That can't be right. Surely you can't hit other players.
No, you're supposed to attack the ball. No, not weapons.
Just use fist.
No fighting at all.
Where's the fun in that?
Doug has an idea, and soon he's pushing down Grubup's head and making his leg kick out. Next, Doug places the ball in front of the goals, where Treeball's standing as the keeper.
OK, Thongo.
Thongo slips just short of the ball and slides into Treeball.
Yes! Good effort. Great. OK, next.
Hognob.
Go for it, Asbo.
Asbo charges towards the football and volleys it high above the bone goalposts. The ball then bounces off a rock and sails through the sky over the barbed wire fence, falling into the crater valley. The football lands in a pie, which splats the rabbit.
Excuse me! Can we have our ball back, please?
In the stadium, team captain Jürgen's practicing.
Trust me, Dino. This football match between the Stone Age and the Bronze World, it's perfect.
Oh, how I love it.
Yes, football.
No, bronze.
So cold and hard and slippery. Ooh, and this game is going to make me loads of it.
Your premiership. What if the queen finds out?
Oh, that old crow. She doesn't know what goes on out there. Luckily.
Delivering message?
Your footballness. It's a message bird.
Huh? Well, go on, make it.
Hello? Hello? How do you use this message bird thing?
It's the queen.
Just speak into its ear, ma'am. It will mimic everything it hears. I mean, I don't even know if I'm holding it Testing? Testing. Nooth? Nooth? Perhaps she's heard about the game.
Of course she hasn't heard about the game.
I've heard about the game. You, arranging a football match against a bunch of savages? You idiot! Imagine if we lost.
We won't!
I said imagine it! Exactly! The mighty Bronze Age, brought to its knees by a bunch of cavemen? Well, I'm warning you, Nooth. You'd better not lose.
End of message.
Lord Nooth slams his hands down on the table.
Silly old bat! How dare she talk to me like that?
Puh, silly old bat! How dare she talk to me like that?
Delivering message?
Guards! Get that bird back! What does the queen know anyway? The cavemen are offs. My players are...
Overpaid?
Champions!
Oh, yes, champions.
They spend their days thinking, sleeping, eating football. And I hardly think the cavemen will be doing that.
Rise and shine! Training time!
Bobnar wakes up to find the hammock he's been sleeping in is a spider's web, and the pillow he's been resting his head on is an eight-eyed furry spider.
When I said free kick, I meant off the ball.
Sorry, Doug.
Hognob, no!
Barry, where are you going? No, don't wander off.
Football, Zard.
Doug, my toe hurts.
Doug and Bobnar sigh.
Rubber, drop it. I told you. It's the only one we've got. Come on, everyone. We should be able to do this. No, don't sit down.
Grub-up no like football. Make Grub-up hungry. Food. Yum.
Grub-up picks up a large stone and hurls it at a duck in the distance. The stone arcs through the sky, but when it hits the duck's head, it appears only as a tiny pebble. The giant duck turns its head, bearing pointed teeth within its bill. It then strides towards Grub-up and towers over him, colossal in size.
No! Duck!
Look! It's a giant man-eating mallard! Run away!
Doug turns round and dives towards the football as the giant duck steps on it, crushing it under one of its massive webbed feet. Doug holds up the flattened football, looking devastated. Later, at night, Bobnar spots Doug sitting on a rock with Hognob lying on the ground next to him. Doug's gazing up at the moon, shining down on the fenced-off crater valley, when Bobnar's hand touches his shoulder. Bobnar's holding a bowl and a spoon.
You haven't eaten your primordial soup.
Not really hungry.
Bobnar places the bowl of soup down in front of Hognob, who backs away from it when 14 eyes look up from the green sludge. Bobnar then sits down beside Doug.
Doug, it's time to give up this football lark for their sake. They're just not capable of it.
Don't you miss the valley, Chief?
The valley's gone now. And we're better off here in the Badlands than slaving down some mine. I mean, there's the odd giant duck around, but at least we're still together. We're still a tribe.
But our ancestors played football. We know they did. I still believe we can do this.
With what? You haven't even got a ball to play with.
Bobnar shakes his head and walks off.
It's over.
Doug gazes at the moon again before standing up, looking determined.
No, there's still time. Come on, Hognob.
Hognob casts a sidelong look at the eye-infested soup, then runs away when it hops out of the bowl and chases him. Now, at the mountain city, two guards are patrolling the walls as Doug climbs over behind them using a rope grapple.
Okay, Hognob. Hognob?
Hognob sneaks through the walls using a convenient cat flap. Then he and Doug hide behind a wall near the stadium. Four armed soldiers are guarding the entrance.
Right. Let's go get some balls.
In an upper room of the stadium, Doug pulls Hognob through an open window. Doug and Hognob tiptoe across creaking floorboards towards a platform overlooking the grass pitch. They get closer and closer until they smack into a clear glass window.
Ow! What strange magic is this?
Hognob slides open the window.
Hognob, you stay. I don't want to attract attention.
Doug falls over a trip hazard sign and comes crashing down the sloping rows of seats in the third tier of the stands. Looking worried, Hognob holds a hoof up to his head as Doug flies over a railing and tumbles down the seats in the second tier. Now looking bored, Hognob checks his wrist as if he was wearing a watch, while Doug flips across the first tier of seats and lands on the side of the pitch.
What's all that crashing around out there? Is that you, Stefano? Stop messing about and get in here with those firm hands of yours.
Hognob looks at his hooves before peeling back a curtain.
Come on, Stefano. It's time for my massage.
Doug struggles to pick himself up off the ground as a figure shrouded in darkness on the pitch is kicking a ball around. After a moment, Doug manages to get to his feet, then stares across at the figure.
And the exciting new signing picks up the ball in the center circle. She beats one, not makes another, lobs it neatly over the big fullback. She's going all the way. She shoots. She scores! Yeah! And the crowd goes wild! Go!
He steps on the trip hazard sign, and the resulting creak grabs the blonde-haired woman's attention. Doug ducks down behind a barrier, and when he peeks out, a football smacks him in the face.
I need this, Stefano. I'm feeling stressed. An hard-working governor like me, stuck out in this miserable wasteland, he deserves a few perks. Simple pleasures like fine food, a massage, his own champion football team. Come on, Chop-Chop, I haven't got all day. Oh, my tendons are like ropes.
You can go the all og.
Doug wakes up after being hit by the ball.
You're that crazy caveman guy.
Oh, the angry pan girl.
What are you doing here, caveman? This is the sacred turf. No one's allowed here.
Balls.
Huh?
I need balls.
You came all this way and broke into the stadium just to find some balls? Wow. You're pretty brave, caveman. And stupid. Actually, more stupid than brave, really.
Thanks.
I'm Guna, by the way.
Doug.
Come on, I can help.
Lord Nuth is sitting in a bubble bath while Hognob's vigorously massaging him.
Oh, that's good. I don't know what the queen is worrying about. I mean, we all know what losers cavemen are. So Stone Age dorks couldn't beat their own grandmothers. Brainless goons, gormless halfwits. So what? Stefano! Not so ham-fisted. In fact, enough for massage. How about some relaxing music instead?
Hognob spots a harp, while elsewhere, Guna opens a store cupboard full of footballs.
I envy you.
Me?
The chance to play on that pitch, the sacred turf, in front of thousands of fans.
Well, maybe you will one day.
You think they let girls play for Real Bronzio? You really are crazy. Why do you think I sneak in here?
Who is that?
Scarper!
Stop! Thieves!
This way!
Dino gets a foam finger stuck on his head.
Wait, that way! No! Not the way!
Out on the pitch, guards block the exits around Doug and Guna.
Give me those! Quick!
Doug empties the net full of footballs onto the pitch, and Guna kicks them at the guards, knocking them all out.
Well, you're really good!
Thanks! I do a lot of practice!
Well, I've just had a great idea!
While playing the harp for Lord Nuth, Hognob looks out of a window and sees Doug and Guna on the pitch below.
What on earth got into you tonight, Stefano? Stefano?
Yes, sir.
Lord Nuth looks from Stefano to Hognob, who's behind him on the harp. A ball comes crashing through the window, knocking out Lord Nuth.
Hognob! Hognob, make Guna. Guna, Hognob.
Hi, Hognob!
The trio jump out of a window, and Doug's holding onto a stream of toilet paper that holds their weight like a bungee cord as they fall.
Sire, are you all right?
Of course I'm not all right, you idiot! I've just been massaged by a pig!
In the morning, out in the Badlands, Doug splashes the tribe awake with a bucket of water.
Wake up, everyone! I want you all to meet someone. This is Guna.
Hi!
And she's going to help us win the game.
Why would she do that?
Well, she gets to play on the sacred turf in front of thousands of fans.
Glad to be on board. So, what formation do you normally play?
Formation?
4-4-2 or 4-3-3? Who's your sweeper? Do you man mark or plays only?
We just kick the ball about and chase it.
You think you can beat Real Bronzio just by chasing a ball around? You need to know what you're up against. This is Jürgen, the captain. Best goal scorer in the known world. Knows it too. Their winger, Lightning Hammer, never strikes twice in the same place. Midfield Dynamo, quick 1-2. He can kick faster than you can think. Go back, Gonad the Gaul. No one gets past his tackle.
Oh, Mom!
Make no mistake. These are the best players Bronze can buy.
They're like ginormous, great big footballing giants!
Oh, there's no way we could beat such a great team.
They may be great, but what they're not is a team. There are 11 players who each think they're the star. That's their weakness. And that's how you can beat them.
Guna's right. They may be better players than us, but we have something they don't.
Moss?
No, Barry, not Moss. We've got each other. And if we work together, then maybe we can do this.
Right, we've got a lot of hard work to do, and we haven't even got a full team.
What's going on?
Oh, Chief, this is Guna, and she's going to help us win the game.
I thought we'd done with football.
Not now you've turned up. You're in the team.
Gosh, but I'm not playing. I'm an old man. I'm nearly 32.
Okay, that is old. Go in goal. Right, well, that's settled then. Now, where's your training facilities? Real Bronzio have the very best.
And all we've got is... the Badlands.
3, 2, 1. This way, everyone!
What are you doing?
The tribe shuffles over a row of dinosaur bones as the giant duck stomps towards them. On a river of lava, they hop from one scalding hot stone to another, with Bognar lagging behind them.
Oh, this is a bit dangerous!
The tribe have their arms tied tightly to their sides, and Guna releases a landslide of rocks down onto them. Bognar waves his hands with worry, but after the tribe start to kick the rocks, he breaks into a surprised smile.
Well, I'll be...
Okay, pass and move. It's very important that you pass and move. But whatever happens, keep your formation.
Doug makes a pair of black and white striped football boots out of cooked slugs, and each member of the tribe is wearing a pair as they practice kicking footballs through a field of active geysers. Guna makes it to the end of the field, while the rest of the tribe are rolling around at the tops of shooting columns of water. At night, Hognob gives Emak a sports massage, while Thongo stitches together a football strip of white shorts and a red jersey. Doug now helps Bognar onto a round rock platform balancing precariously on a boulder. The team is spread out around the rim, practicing passing the ball to one another. Later, Lord Nuth studying the tribe's ancestral rock paintings of football.
Oh, this is all I need. You found these in the Primitives Valley.
It seems their ancestors were playing football centuries before we were.
The Queen must not find out about this, all right?
Delivering message?
Oh, no.
What's this?
I hear about the savages playing football centuries before we were.
Ow! I didn't know! Ow!
And my spies tell me they're getting better! Ow! Training every day! Ow! Ow! Ow!
You'd better not screw it up, Nuth, or else... I'll tell you who'll be going down the mine!
You will!
This has gone far enough! They're Stone Age brutes! They live in caves! They eat mud! No. I need to shut them down. Mess with their tiny caveman minds.
Brilliant! How do we do that?
I don't know. The answer isn't just going to walk in the door.
Two miners walk in the door.
Sire, we found something else down in the new mine in the valley.
We've made a copy for your inspection.
Lord Nuth shoves Dino out of the way and looks at the copy of the discovery. He casts his eyes over pictures of cavemen losing at football.
That's perfect.
The tribe's playing football under the full moon.
Great save, Chief!
You know, we may just stand a chance tomorrow. A small chance. But a chance.
If our ancestors did it, so can we.
Hey, not bad for 32, eh? I never thought I'd say this, Doug, but we're pretty good. Oi, 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 that's mine!
The ball goes wide.
I've got it!
Doug picks up the ball near the barbed wire fence and pauses for a moment to look back at the crater valley. He then steps right up to the fence and gazes down at the old camp.
Soon be home.
He spots a mine at the old camp. Then a guard puts a sack over his head.
Huh? No!
Later, at the old camp.
What are you doing? Let me go!
Calm down, caveman. I just wanted you to see our new man. After all, you'll soon be digging lots of bronze out of it.
But we're not going down any mine, Mammoth Mouth.
Ah, yes. Because you're great footballers. Just like your ancestors.
You know about them.
Bronze is not all we found down here.
Lord Nuth pulls on a lever, and a metal gate rises from the mouth of a cave. He then steps inside, carrying a torch, and Doug follows him in and marvels at the paintings covering the walls.
What? More cave paintings?
Yes. Only these ones tell the old story. You see, your ancestors did not just play football. They invented the game. You even taught other tribes how to play. But you had one problem. No matter how hard you tried, you just always ended up losing. Match after match, game after game. In fact, after many, many moons, you just gave up altogether. It was all too painful for you. It turns out your tribe were totally crap at football. You're losers, caveman. Always have been. Always will be.
No. No, it can't be true.
Do you really believe you can beat us tomorrow? Face it, caveman. You and your tribe, you just don't have it in you. But I'm willing to offer you a deal. A way out.
Time to turn in. Big day tomorrow.
Come on, tree bar.
Night, can I sleep in your football kit?
Good. Night, everyone.
Hognob finds the spot where Doug was captured.
Think it over, caveman. Because the man is waiting for you and your primitive friends.
Doug imagines the tribe working in the mines, Magma getting whipped while lifting a rock, Thongo and Asbo struggling to push a cart full of ore, Gravel holding a pickaxe.
My arm hurts!
Where are you, Mum?
You idiot! What have you done?
At the end of the day, we're just a rabbit hunting tribe.
I'm sorry, Chief. I didn't mean for this to happen, but then you've got to believe me.
Doug's shaking a hallucination of Bobnar, which turns out to be Hognob.
Hognob. Oh, my dear old Hoggy friend. What if I'm wrong? What if Chief was right all along?
Uh-huh.
What if we are just a tribe of rabbit hunters? Forgive me, Hognob. But I've got a deal to make. I've got to save the tribe!
After Doug runs out of the cave, Hognob sits down on his hind legs, trying to let out a howl. He turns off a dripping tap in frustration before letting out another howl. It's now daytime, and outside the stadium, a man selling a soft caveman toy.
Get your cuddly caveman here before they go extinct!
100 schnookers, voluntary contribution, everyone has to pay. 100 schnookers.
It has doubled.
Voluntary contribution. Everyone has to pay.
This is outrageous.
Have you got change for a dinner plate?
Oh, it's all going to plan, dinner. Ooh, I love you, little bronze coin.
Hello.
Mwah, mwah. I love you. I love you too. Mwah. And you too. Mwah.
Noose, what are you doing?
Not that stupid old bird again. Tell Chef to boil it up in a cassoulet.
Stupid old bird? Cassoulet?
Your Majesty! Well, this is an unexpected... pleasure!
Thought I'd come to this caveman game myself and have a little news.
Great honor, Your Majesty. And you have to say, Brian, Rail Bronzio's manager is on the back foot.
That's a terrible start for the lad, Brian. Terrible. I mean, just awful. I put it down to pre-match nerves.
Well, you're not wrong there, Brian.
I've brought my royal commentators with me. Sit!
Right. Well, let's start the fun, shall we?
Bring out the Stone Age challengers!
Two guards follow behind Doug as he walks out of the entrance tunnel and onto the pitch, holding a bronze spear. In the mine...
What? Where are you taking me? What on earth are you playing at?
Hognob points at the paintings of the tribe's ancestors, losing at football.
Oh, Doug.
Bobnar and Hognob are gazing up at the cave paintings, while at the stadium, Doug's standing in the center circle, clutching the bronze spear. He looks up at Lord Nuth, standing on a royal spectator's platform.
Ooh, challenge the champions!
You'll leave my people alone, as agreed.
Yes! Just say the words!
Not me! I forfeit the game and volunteer myself for the mines.
And?
And our valley is yours.
My goodness! Have the cavemen caved?
Oh, so it seems. How very disappointing.
Everyone, go home. There is no game. Apologies for the inconvenience.
Tell the staff your refunds.
Foul! Foul!
Foul? No one's even playing, you silly slaphead.
No! Foul!
Lord Nuth looks up at the sky to see the giant duck flying over the city towards the stadium. Doug drops the spear and looks up at his tribe riding on the back of the duck.
Well, Brian, it looks like the Stone Age team have just flown in.
That's right, Brian. They're definitely looking good in the air. See what I did there.
Oh, goody. Seems there is a game after all.
Lord Nuth gets covered in the duck's thick white poo as it wheels around in the sky above. The duck now glides down towards the pitch, beating its wings to slow its approach and pressing its heels down into the grass. It lands just in front of Doug, and Hognob runs over and excitedly jumps up on him.
You're going to start without us, Doug?
Chief, we can't play this game.
What, because of a few paintings?
Oh, so you know about those terrible pictures?
They are terrible. I can draw better than that. But that's all they are. Pictures. It's this lot that counts. You were right, Doug. I thought we were just rabbit hunters. Well, not anymore. You've shown me that. Who's playing with Doug? For the valley!
Yeah!
It's what Mr. Rock would have wanted.
Gunnar hands Doug the bronze spear, and he takes it with a look of uncertainty before holding it like a javelin.
We challenge the champions!
Your funeral, caveman!
He raises the ball.
This may be an uneven contest, Ryan, but let's hope it's at least entertaining.
Ha! Let's get this done.
Jürgen passes the ball to the side, but Gravel intercepts.
What?
Let's do it!
Oh, this is interesting. Hey, Hugenklaber! Wake up! Very interesting.
Asbo kicks the ball and it bounces off Hugelgrabber's helmet, but Gravel headers the deflection and it bounces off the goalie's helmet again before hitting the back of the net.
I don't believe it, Brian. The Stone Age team have caught their opponents napping.
What are you doing?
Beginner's luck, Your Majesty.
Bad move, caveman. Now you've just made us mad.
Jürgen flips over Barry and scores.
And normal service is restored. Let's see the replay, Brian.
Two men perform a puppet show, replaying the goal.
You can't argue with the puppets, Brian.
Right, the puppets don't lie, Brian.
Jürgen scores again.
Oh, and that's a goal! That's two!
Royal Bronze Hour in no mood to compromise.
Never mind. Come on, everyone!
Quick 1-2 scores a header.
And surely that settled it!
Lord Newth throws his hands up in celebration and the Queen blows a bronze vuvuzela while spinning a rattler.
Well, it's half-time, Brian, and Rail Bronzio are dominating this match.
You're going down the mine! You're going down the mine!
The only place we're going is back to the valley. Now, come on, everyone! Let's show them what we've got!
The bronze hourglass resets, and the second half begins with Jürgen dribbling the ball towards a scared Emak.
Remember your training, Emak!
Emak imagines the Real Bronzio players are the landslide of rocks, and he kicks out his legs and covers his eyes as they pass him. When he looks out again, he's got the ball.
Hey, well up.
Nice one, Emak! That's it!
Goodness me, it looks like a caveman counter-attack.
Come on then, let's see you tackle.
Great work, Magma!
Barry scores a header.
What was that? Unorthodox, Brian. What effective. This is unprecedented. I can't remember any side scoring two goals against Rail Bronzio.
Oh, you fool! What were you playing at? You silly, stupid idiot!
Do I have to do everything around here?
Hey, okay, but anything!
Nibbles, Your Majesty?
Stuff your nibbles.
Well, Rail Bronzio, I just don't know what's hurt them. They really don't.
Barry passes to Gravel, who passes it forward to Asbo.
The Stone Age team is really coming together, Brian.
You're not wrong, Brian. It's like early man united. That's another joke there, Brian.
Oh, look at this. The Stone Age striker beats one. Nutmegs another. She's going all the way! Yeah. She shoots! She scores! Oh, the crowd are going wild!
And who can blame them?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait a minute! She shouldn't even be on the pitch!
And why not?
Because she's a great player! You lot, get your act together. Unless you want to be suspended for the rest of the season, play on.
Lord Newth walks away, and the Queen notices his chest of coins.
Psst, Dina, eh? Dina. Have you got your rule book, Andy?
Of course.
Good, because I'm throwing it at you.
Eh?
everyone. One last goal will take us home.
Dino is having a lie down. I am the new ref.
That's not fair.
Oh, isn't it? Let's ask the new ref. Ref, is it fair? Oh, yes, it's totally fair. Okay, play on.
It's injury time. Understand?
The Real Bronzio players share a devious smile, and then Gonad elbows Barry.
Oh, that's not cricket, Brian. Whatever cricket is.
Nothing to see there. Play on.
No!
I didn't see anything. No foul. Play on. No, no. Get up. Play on.
Oh, that's way below the belt.
Treble gets his shorts pulled down, and then Lighting Hammer fires a shot into Bobnar, who catches it, but slams his back against the goalpost.
Chief!
Oh, caveman down, Brian.
Doug races Jürgen to the ball, and Slide tackles it away from his feet without touching him, but Jürgen fakes being injured.
Jürgen should get a prize for acting.
Chief!
I'll soon have it fixed.
Oh, great.
There, good job.
Come on, that was never a penalty.
Fine, check the replay.
Good kick. Ah, referee! Oh, my leg. Ow! Oh, no, the crocodile. Snack. Oh, no.
Terrible foul. Beating him with sausages! Shame on you! Definite penalty.
A draw is just not good enough for the primitive part-timers, Brian. And now this, a Real Bronzio penalty in the dying moments of the match.
Aye, and the goalie looks in a bad way, too.
Doug! Chief?
I spent my whole life hunting rabbits. I held you back. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Chief.
Doug lies on Bobnar's chest and sobs. Bobnar's fast asleep and snoring.
Doug, I don't mean to worry you, but what are we going to do for a goalie?
Hognob standing on the pitch wearing a pair of football boots, white shorts, and goalie gloves.
Hognob? Okay.
My word, is that a pig they just put in goal? I have to say, that's rather rash. Rasher, do you get it? Bacon.
I've never missed a penalty. Not against a pig, anyway.
And it looks like it's all over for this plucky band of knuckle grazers, Brian.
A great effort, but in the end, it wasn't quite enough.
Doug holds Gunnar's hand.
Say goodbye to your valley, Kev.
Come on, Hognob. You can do it.
Hognob holds up his hooves, and Jürgen looks at him with a confident smirk. Lord Nuth now raises the whistle to his mouth. Jürgen strikes the ball, and it curves towards the goal, but Hognob dives to his left, and the ball hits his gloved hoof before bouncing off the crossbar.
He's got a trotter to it!
Still in play, Brian.
The ball's in the air.
Doug, you were always a mammoth hunter.
Doug, over here!
Go hunt mammoth!
Everyone, give me a hand!
My ball!
The tribe work together to launch Doug up into the air towards the ball.
Help me!
As Jurgend goes in for the header, Doug strikes the ball with a powerful overhead kick, the shockwave sending the Real Bronzio players raining down to the ground. The now flaming football rockets towards Hugel Grabber and sends him back through the net and into the stands.
That is an amazing goal!
The tribe hug each other in celebration.
Look at that! The giant duck is on the pitch! He thinks it's all over!
Dino blows the final whistle.
It is now!
Bobnar lifts Doug onto his shoulder, and Barry does the same with Gunnar.
Yes! This is good as you imagined!
No! It's better! Yay!
He tries to kiss her, but ends up kissing Hognob instead.
Well done, my old hoggy friend!
You chit! You are a disgrace to football!
Dino strips his referee uniform off Lord Nuth, and after Gonad faints at the smell of Magma's jersey, Doug offers his hand to a crying Jurgend.
Good game.
Yeah. Well played, caveman.
So, you've reminded us how the beautiful game should be played. As for Lord Nuth... Nuth? Nuth! Where is that rat? Yes, quite. Guards! Apprehend that rodent!
So long, suckers. My word, Brian, that schnookle-grabbing scoundrel is making off with the profits.
After you.
Aye, but will he get away?
Ooh. Oh, superb shot. And a rebound. Got him!
Aye, Nuth is on the back foot now, Brian. Quite literally.
The giant duck catches Lord Nuth in its bill.
Look at that, caught by the old bill.
How Brian, that's comedy bronze. Well done, my friend.
The duck shakes Lord Nuth in its teeth, and bronze coins spill out of his rat costume and rain down over the stadium. He falls onto the pitch and a bronze plate then falls onto his head, knocking him out.
Oh, refund! That should remind him of the pecking order, eh? Yeah. Oh, and caveman, I think this is yours.
The Queen awards Doug a trophy of two hands made out of bronze, holding the original meteorite football.
Symbol of a game... sent from heaven. Thank you, your bronze chiefness. And now I believe it's time you went home. To your valley.
Doug turns around and smiles.
We're going home.
The team all burst into celebration and hug one another. Bobnar smiles at Doug before the whole team crowds around him and lifts him up into the air. Doug holds the trophy up to the sunlight and it glows a fiery red. Now at the camp in the lush crater valley, a mural painted on a rock depicts Doug holding up the shining football trophy. The whole team, including Hognob, are painted alongside him, all of them smiling happily. Doug, Gunnar and Hognob are sneaking through the forest together, Doug wielding his stone spear. The shadow of a mammoth plays over a stone, and the rest of the tribe join Doug with their weapons at the ready. The mammoth turns out to be the rabbit playing shadow puppets.